here's a story from The World.
New cases of COVID-19 remain stubbornly high in India. Nearly 400,000 new reported infections a day. That's about half of the daily total for the entire planet. Indian hospitals remain full and critical medical supplies low. Rukmini S. is a data journalist in Chennai. She spent much of the past year producing a podcast called The Moving Curve, tracking the impact of the coronavirus in her country. Rukmini, what are the latest trends in India? Where are cases rising and falling right now?
India has been seeing over 400,000 new cases now for the last few days. And as you would expect, when cases go high, deaths have been rising steadily too. There are now over 4,000 deaths being reported each day. For the last week or so, there's been a slight appearance of a plateau in India's total numbers. And this is being driven by a couple of large states in particular, where the second wave began a bit earlier and are now beginning to see something of a peak.
What about the vaccine rollout? Are vaccinations starting to put a dent in the number of new cases anywhere in India?
Across the country, states are reporting massive vaccine shortages. This is particularly unfortunate because in the little data that we do have, there's already potential signs of something of a vaccine effect. For example, the share of the elderly in total deaths has begun to fall sharply. It does appear that there is something of a vaccine effect evident in the outcomes for the elderly.
When we're counting infections and deaths, how do your numbers compare with the official numbers from the government?
So it's very clear that there is an underestimation. We knew going into the pandemic that India has a sort of history of failing to accurately count infections and deaths in communicable diseases. We know this from other data sources. There's very clear evidence of pressure being put for numbers to be kept as artificially low as possible. The way this is being done is that India has adopted one of the most stringent definitions of what constitutes a COVID death, which is completely goes against both what the WHO has recommended and what India's own official documents say. So unless a person was lucky enough to get a COVID positive test prior to death and then happened to die in a hospital of very clearly COVID symptoms, he or she will not be registered as a COVID death in India.
I mean, that mismatch totally scans with some grim reports I've been seeing about bodies washing up on the shores of the Ganges, COVID victims. So what are your thoughts about how to cut through the bureaucratic chaos and get a more accurate count of infections and deaths?
What the government could do is sort of, if it sent out a message to all authorities that reporting higher numbers of COVID deaths doesn't mean that you are failing, it could mean that you are succeeding at reporting and there won't be a pushback, you won't have to pay for it. It's possible that authorities would feel better empowered to more accurately report numbers.
Rukmini, why did you start your podcast, The Moving Curve? When you rolled out the first episode, what were you responding to? I mean, it wasn't a crisis like it is now, was it?
What I was responding to at the time was in part the isolation and confusion of the beginning of India's extremely stringent lockdown in March 2020. It came, as you remember, with 4 hours of warning and everyone's lives were completely thrown in disarray. And it really was a sense of being really unmoored from all that was familiar. And the idea was to sort of distill all the information that was coming in, remove all the sensationalism and all the partisan bickering that was already going on over it, and to provide some sort of calm distillation of what I was hearing.
Your expertise, of course, is data, but you're also living this pandemic. How do you reconcile the numbers on your spreadsheets with just the human toll of the crisis outside your window?
When I look at a particular city and I look at its death toll for a particular day, and I know that a friend is actually among those numbers, as has happened recently, it really brings home the fact that all of those numbers are someone's friends or family. And, you know, there's a great sense of grievance and anger having lost friends and having had family who is even currently ill. It really brings home to me this information has to be demanded from the government.
Rukmini S. is a data journalist based in Chennai and host of the podcast Tracking India's Pandemic, The Moving Curve. Rukmini, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco.